is Beach House, the track Majorette, first track off of their 2015 album. Thank you, Lucky Stars. My name is DJ Ridsdale, here with Positive Vibrations. This is our special takeover show. I have a special musical guest, Smooth Jazz from Long Beach, California.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So I've played your music on the show previously. You just released your new EP.
Yes.
So we're going to be playing some music off of that. I've played your song YCTQ.
Thank you.
So I'll be spinning that again. I really like that one. But I'll be playing some psych. I'm going to be highlighting some experiences that I've had with radio and music, and just talking about like what radio means to me and what music means to me, because we're just hyping up KXFM for the pledge drive, for the takeover, just to get people to donate. If you want to call and talk, you can do so at 949-715-5936. If you want to make a request or just talk about radio, to call the donation line, you can check out 949-715-4859. That is 715-4859. KXFM has meant a lot to me. If you're a hardcore fan and you've been tuning in the past year, you know that I play a lot of psych music. And I know that you're a fan of psych music. You listen to a lot of like Animal Collective and stuff.
Yeah.
Which I've hyped on the show. And just, you know, my experience at my previous station, KCPR, I learned a lot. And I kind of stretched the definition of psych. I mean, I've played Duster on the show. I've played like Alex G.
Mm-hmm.
But so much of this music I found specifically through radio.
Yeah.
And I know in Long Beach, in Orange County and LA in general, like radio has just played a huge role in people's like music discovery. I know we were just talking about K-Rock. And when I was a kid, like finding music on K-Rock was a big thing. I mean, I found Radiohead. I found like Cage the Elephant and MGMT, which I'll be playing.
Yeah, same.
And I mean, it's just huge. And we were even talking about other college stations like KLXU. Obviously, my experience with KCPR was really formative. But yeah. KXFM has just meant a lot. And so we're just trying to get people to hype that up. It's the only radio station we have in Laguna Beach. We have live performances with local bands, and it's just something that's really important. So I've let my guest pick some songs for today. The one we have coming up is called, is it Binasu?
Yeah, by Kate Envy. She's a Russian singer-songwriter that I have recently been obsessed with. So
nice. No, and I mean, I can appreciate that. I looked her up. She's from a place called Kazan, which I guess is the capital of the Republic of Tatarstan, which is kind of far away. It's like more like central Russia, but I took a listen to this before heading over, and I like this a lot. I mean, this is like, I don't know, kind of reminds me a little of like John Mouse, more like dream pop type stuff, mm-hmm. which I've hyped on the show a bit.
Yeah.
So we're going to play this. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the station, and maybe we'll have some live music. So keep it tuned for that. As always, Positive Vibrations, DJ Ridsdale, Smooth Jazz, KXFM. Here is Binasu by Kate NV. We'll be right back. was a choice by my musical guest Smooth Jazz from Long Beach, California.
Thank you. Thanks for playing it. I recently became really obsessed with her music. Like, I just found it randomly on Spotify digging through stuff.
And just like random playlists?
Yeah. I think I was listening to another song that I'd heard online somewhere and it played next and I was like, whoa, because kind of reminded me a little bit of like YMO, kind of 70s Japanese electronic stuff. So it was really interesting to me. Even the album cover like looks like it's from a long time ago. So.
No, I mean, it looks like a vaporwave album cover.
Yeah. And her voice kind of reminds me almost of Kate Bush in a way.
A little bit. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Well, now you're hearing it over the radio. That's the nice thing about community radio is that you can hear interesting music like that. And I know we were just talking, that's I think it was put out on Orange Milk Records, which when I was working at KCPR up in San Luis Obispo, we would get kind of like Bandcamp files from them, and that is like most of the stuff they put out is really, really avant-garde. And so community radio stations and college radio stations are really some of the only FM stations that you'll hear that kind of music be played at.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think that it's hard to find music on Spotify because of algorithms kind of. Once your music is doing well, it's pumped out there, but then it's like it's already doing well. So for me, lately, like listening to like friends' radio shows, or one of my favorite radio shows is Animal Collective's Geologist has one on NTS.
Oh, nice.
And it's like really dark experimental music. So I've been finding a lot of music like that lately, and so it's really important to like listen to this kind of music. I mean, radio stations.
No, definitely. And I mean, like, you can tune in, especially KXFM. It's just like every hour it sounds like a different station.
Yeah,
I know. I was DJing here on Mondays when I first started, and the show like at 4 was like kind of like a vinyl, like a funk type show where it was all vinyl. And then after that was more of like an ambient kind of electric, weird kind of noise rock avant-garde type show. And then after that was more stuff like Ty Siegel and more kind of punk and garage rock. Then it was me, so I was playing like Flaming Lips. And then after that it was like a talk show about dreams. So they just have a talk show like just about like dreams and psychology and that kind of thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and so to listen to that, you know, on the radio driving around at night is pretty cool. And that's like the OG version of a podcast.
Yeah,
if you really think about it, like, radio is like podcasting,
right?
We just do it live usually,
and the cool part about it being live is like sometimes at night I feel like I'm the only person awake, especially if I'm driving like somewhere really dark, and so to hear somebody else awake talking about something like dreams or playing like a song that I'm like, whoa, this is sick, like it makes me feel like connected.
Well, yeah, so. I mean, that's the nice thing about radio compared to Spotify or like Bandcamp, I guess, is that like it's a real person who's like there talking while you're listening, which is like you just don't get that with streaming.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad. Hi, my uncle and my family members.
And hi, Grandma.
But we just want to talk about KXFM. We're approaching the year 9. It's been here since 2013. I'm not good at math. I don't know. It's been here for 9 years, serving the community. It's the only FM station in Laguna Beach. So it's providing news, like local news for Laguna Beach, information, interviews, and just different stuff like community happenings and that kind of thing. A lot of live performances. We just had Inner Wave play.
Oh, are you serious? I love them. They're so cool.
So we just had Inner Wave in the studio. We have a lot of like up and coming bands. So with this show, we're trying to like raise money for the station, keep it going. It is a community station. Our goal is 60,000. We're trying to buy like new transmitter cables just to make sure that the stream, like the FM stream, sounds good. You can check that out for more information on donating by going to the website kxfmradio.org. You can click the banner at the top and you can find my show. So you can press Positive Vibrations in the Dropbox to donate. We're doing like donations by each show or each, you know, person who's having a show. You can also call in. You can talk to me, 949-715-5936. And you can call to donate if you don't want to talk to us. That's 949-715-4859. That is 715-4859. 4859. The next song we have coming up is one of my choice. Previously in the show, we talked about K-Rock, kind of the bigger stations. Growing up, especially like getting into middle school and finding my own music taste. Like seventh grade was like a huge time for developing my music taste. And that is when I really started paying attention to what my mom was playing in the car. And we usually listened to the radio.
Yeah.
And so K-Rock was the biggest station around LA. And then since I'm from San Clemente, we also got 91X from San Diego. And in 2007 through like 2009, MGMT was like the biggest band.
Yeah.
Like any radio station that you listen to, it could be like a pop station. It could be Kiss FM. It could be K-Rock. It could literally be like some random obscure college station. They were all playing MGMT. Like Kids was inescapable.
Yeah.
Like even at my middle school, you would go to the middle school dance. It was gross. It was hot and sweaty. Everybody was dancing to Kids by MGMT. Yeah. And I really want to highlight that because at the time I really like all those bands that they were hyping up so much. I was kind of angry about it because it's like, I don't want to hear this song over and over again.
Meanwhile, I was just eating it up.
Yeah, just eating it up. I mean, secretly, I really liked it. So yeah, no, and it just like influenced me to the point where MGMT's second album, Congratulations, is like the first, one of the first albums that I bought for myself. I was in eighth grade and that was just like a huge, you know, formative moment for me getting into psych rock and learning about music and stuff because that album is so much more experimental. Yeah. But later I went and I got Oracular Spectacular, their first album on CD. I still have that, you know, I still listen to it. It, I mean, that band has just been so huge for me. And I really want to highlight their song, Time to Pretend.
Yeah.
I mean, that song, the drums, if you listen to it, it's pretty much the sample from Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Oh, I didn't know this, actually.
Yeah. So listening to this, for all of the millions of people who are listening to my show right now, when you listen to this song, listen to the drums. If you're a fan of ABBA, which I'm sure anybody who likes my show is probably a fan of ABBA, listen to the drums and see how they're similar. But without further ado, here is Time to Pretend by MGMT, Positive Vibrations, KXFM.
Yeah, I'm just a border man, the freedom and the time spent alone.
MGMT. That was their track Time to Pretend here on Positive Vibrations. We are doing our takeover show. My name is DJ Ridsdale here with my musical guest, Smooth Jazz.
What up, what up?
That really brought me back. I was getting some flashbacks listening to that, honestly.
Seriously.
Just to being in the car with my mom, going to the grocery store, listening to K-Rock, and being at like the seventh grade dance.
Yeah.
Just nervous, you know.
Yeah, I remember like ninth grade, just like listening to that song and being like, oh, I love music.
No, absolutely. I mean, like finding that on the radio, again, I did not like it at all. And then when I bought the album for myself and I started listening to it more in like high school, I was like, okay, this is cool.
Yeah.
Like these guys are cool.
Yeah. Well, that, I guess listening to MGMT in middle school and stuff led to the love of my life, Animal Collective. And when I was in ninth grade, I remember I was best friends with somebody and they showed me Animal Collective. They showed me the song, The Purple Bottle. And right afterwards, I started dating, a couple years later, actually, I started dating my high school boyfriend. And he made me a playlist that was just full of songs off of Feels. And I just fell in love super hard with Animal Collective. And they actually really inspired MGMT a lot, too. So it was kind of like full circle.
Well, no, 100%. I mean, and your first experience listening to Animal Collective was with The Purple Bottle.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's like entry point. Yeah, Feels is such a good album.
Yeah.
For the listeners out there, if you're not familiar with Animal Collective, which if you're a fan of the show, I'm sure you are to a certain degree. They're from Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
So the Baltimore kind of experimental pop, mm-hmm. kind of psych folk. Like they've definitely evolved over the years.
Yeah, you could say like freak folk, psych folk, like experimental psych rock.
Like their first album. Stuff. Yeah. Their more recent stuff is more synthy, but their first few albums are like way more folk.
Yeah. Well, actually their first album is very noisy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually have a tattoo of the first album, but Spirit They're Gone, Spirit They Vanish is like almost really harsh to listen to and they kind of bring it in.
Yeah.
And then now they're kind of going in a completely different direction. So.
Well, yeah. Now I saw them actually through UCLA radio.
Oh, cool.
My friend, Mary, another DJ from KCPR, we won tickets to see them at the Observatory in Santa Ana.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was when they released their album. I think it's called Painting With.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, so, that's when I saw them on tour, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So they were touring for that one, but they didn't really play any of their older stuff, which is what I'm more into. They played like a couple songs off of Meriwether Post Pavilion, which is kind of like their biggest album.
Yeah.
You know, that's the Pitchfork, you know, the big name album that kind of got them out there with My Girls.
Yeah.
And all the, it has the bangers. It definitely does.
My favorite song off that album is Taste.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a good one. But I think we were talking about this on the way over, but my favorite album by Animal Collective is Sung Tongs.
Yes, same.
Which is a lot more folk.
Yeah.
Like if you're a fan of like Devendra Banhart or even older stuff like Vashti Bunyan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which they did stuff with her, right?
Yeah. Prospect Hummer has Vashti on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is all stuff, again, you would not hear this on, like, a big name radio station.
I don't think I've ever heard Animal Collective on the radio. Like, maybe I've heard My Girls on the radio, but I'm not really sure.
I mean, that's definitely a community radio type thing.
Yeah.
Like, Animal Collective is definitely the kind of band to get airplay on KXFM or, you know, different kind of college stations and that kind of thing. But, yeah, I mean, just finding them was such a formative experience in developing my own musical taste. And Panda Bear solo stuff too is he played at Desert Days, the year that I covered it for KCPR. Again, another amazing opportunity afforded to me by radio. But he did a solo set and to see that in Joshua Tree, you know, at night in Joshua Tree, and he had the huge psychedelic kind of like background and it was just him.
So sick.
No, I mean, just the way that he was positioned on the stage, it was just him in the middle of the stage with like the big DJ setup with all of his pedals. And the stage was empty. It was just him.
Yeah.
With like the huge psychedelic background that was like all these weird images kind of like melting into each other. And man, I mean, his album, all of his albums I think are really good, but Person Pitch.
Oh, I love that. Actually, the first time I ever listened to that album was here in Laguna Beach. Really? Yeah. I was hanging out. I was seeing somebody at the time and I was hanging out with him. And we're in the car and he was like, you're a huge Animal Collective fan and you've never like listened to Person Pitch. And we were hanging out on the beach like right beforehand, just walking around. And I think we went to like Top of the World Park or something like that. But like we were driving back to Long Beach and he put it on and he was just like, just listen to the whole thing at once. Like, we're not going to skip anything. Like, let's just listen to it. And I will never forget that day. Like, it really
yeah,
open my brain up even more.
Well, no, and I've played I played Bros on the show a couple weeks ago.
That's
and
my
it's
favorite
like
song. Yeah,
you're not gonna hear a 12-minute long song on K-Rock.
Yeah.
Or, you know, any big radio station, like any commercial radio station.
Yeah.
Like that is definitely a community thing. That's something that you'll hear on KXFM, which I'm going to be hyping. If you've been paying attention, this is our takeover show. We're working to raise, our goal is $60,000 for the station. We're trying to get some new transmitter cables to make sure that the station is sounding good and sounding great. If you want to check out more information on how to help out, you can go to our website, kxfmradio.org. Click the banner at the top and you can find my show that is Positive Vibrations. Click that and look in the Dropbox to donate. If you want to call in and have a little conversation, talk to us, you can do so at 949-715-5936. And if you want to call the donation line and not talk to us, you can do that at 949-715-4859. KXFM has been kind of a staple in the community for about a decade now. We're coming up on 9 years doing news for the station, information, interviews with local people, and just kind of hyping up Laguna Beach, having live performances. Like I said, we had Interwave play. So, you know, helping the station keep going, have cool bands on and that kind of thing is just really important, especially for a little community station, just to introduce the community to cool music like Animal Collective. So we're going to be playing a track from that album, Feels. Did you see the words?
Yeah, that's so for me, like every portion of my life, I have different favorite songs. And this summer, this one like just hit different for some reason, even though I've listened to this album a million times. So.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, this like Animal Collective has some really good opening tracks.
Mm-hmm.
This one might be my favorite.
I think so, too.
This one's really good. So here is Animal Collective. Did you see the words? KXFM.
Couples that kiss and hug.
Did you see the words Animal Collective? That is the first track off of their album Feels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a good, I mean, that's such a great song.
Yeah. No, I had this moment when I was in Munich, Germany this summer, and I was like getting off the train and it was like raining and I didn't have an umbrella and I was like listening to that in my headphones and I just like, me and my sister just started running to the hotel room from the train station and I was just running through the rain to that song and it was just like, I felt so raw.
It's just in Munich. Yeah, that's quite a feel. That's a very specific feel for Animal Collective. That's awesome. And like, I don't know, I feel like Animal Collective has just had like such an impact on your music too.
Yeah, it's had a huge impact on my music and my music taste and also my own music itself. Some of my music can be very like kind of Frankie Cosmos, indie rock and stuff. And then some of my other stuff that's not on the album, that's more like my little random demos that I upload, is, it definitely skews more like Animal Collective-y.
And I mean, I feel like most indie pop bands that came around after the year like 2009,
yeah,
to a certain degree are trying to be Animal Collective.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. There's a lot of inspiration there, like deeply woven within my music. So
100%. And I mean, it's cool to see that they're still doing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. They're actually coming out with something new soon. So I'm like really excited and they're finally touring again. And so hopefully they can come to the West Coast next year.
Well, and that's just another band too, that I really got kind of turned on to through radio a little bit. Not as much the band itself, but kind of like the solo projects.
Mm-hmm.
I think I discovered Panda Bear. He's one of the members of the band really through working at KCPR.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really get into that kind of music until after I started working in radio, and even AV Tear.
Yeah.
And Deacon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Golden Chords. I was just listening to last night.
That's one of the first albums that I discovered when I had my show in, I think, 2016. When I first started DJing, like was doing my first show, and Golden Chords was, you know, it was on current rotation because that album had just come out.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's just such a formative experience.
Yeah. He has this line in the song that, like, when I was just like a really lonely, sad kid in 2016, it really spoke to me, where he says, "Stop believing your being's been shattered and distorted, because brother, you're so full of love." And I was like riding a bike and I started crying.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yep. Well, and it's just like that kind of music, you don't even pay attention to how like deep the lyrics are.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Like, I don't know. It's cool because sometimes Animal Collective can just wash over you like an experience. And then other times when you like really dig into the lyrics, it's like, whoa, this is just capturing this feeling of like young love and like the, you know, the happiness that washes around you while you're in love, but also like that feeling of like it's fleeting and stuff. Like, I think that's what they really capture a lot in like child like innocence. So,
and they just capture it well. I mean, that's, you can definitely see the, you know, influence they take from Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys and what they're doing with that. And it's also very experimental.
Yeah, a song that really feels like it could be on an Animal Collective album from the Beach Boys from a long time ago is actually Cabin Essence off of the Smile Sessions.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that song like sounds like it could be on an Animal Collective record. So.
Well, no, Beach Boys, again, you wouldn't think because they're such a big band, but that's another band that I really got into through community radio.
Right.
Like Pet Sounds, I really didn't start listening to it until I started DJing at KCPR. And I think Sunflower is another album they have.
Mm.
But that is basically like shoegaze.
Yeah.
Before like shoegaze and dream pop even existed. And that's like the basis of my show.
Yeah.
So, you know, taking your roots from that kind of thing before Cocteau Twins, before any of those bands, is just so cool.
The Beach Boys have actually also played a huge part in my inspiration to like want to make music and stuff. So
yeah.
Yeah. It really translates. And then, you know, MGMT and all that stuff. It's all like interlinked. So
it's It's all connected, for me at least, through radio. And that's basically what we're talking about today. The theme of today has been our takeover show for the station. Our goal here is to raise $60,000 for the station, trying to get some transmitter cables to make sure that our stream is sounding good and sounding nice. If you want more information on how you can help out, you can go to our website, kxfmradio.org. Click the banner at the top. You can find Positive Vibrations, that is the name of my show, in the Dropbox to donate. You can also call in at 949-715-5936 if you want to talk to us. If you don't want to talk to us, but you still want to donate, you can call in at 949-715-4859. And we just want to, like, KXFM is the only community radio station in Laguna Beach. It's been here for about 9 years. We're pushing a decade here. We do news, we do information, interviews with local people in the community, just getting the word out about certain things happening around here. We have live performances from up and coming bands from around Orange County and LA. So it's just like a really good resource for the community. And this is an opportunity to help out, making sure that's keeping going. But coming up, we got a song by Smooth Jazz.
That's me.
So this is off of your new EP that came out pretty recently.
Yeah, it came out on November 5th.
November 5th, yeah.
So
that's on Spotify?
Mm-hmm. It's actually on all streaming. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, and Bandcamp and stuff. And it's going to be playing right now, too. So
yeah, so we got the song YCTK. This is the first song off of Smooth Jazz's self-titled EP. Keep it tuned for some more music and some more stuff here on Positive Vibrations. DJ Ridsdale, Smooth Jazz, KXFM.
Thank you.
YCTQ Smooth Jazz here on Positive Vibrations. We've got Smooth Jazz here in the studio as well. Special guest.
Hi.
So we're doing our takeover, but right now we have a special little musical feature. Yeah. So you'll play a song?
Yeah. So my little EP, debut little thing, just came out on November 5th. So I'm going to play my song Benji off that EP.
There we go.
Thank you.
Amazing. Wow. I mean, it sounds so much better live. I mean, it sounds amazing. And it sounds so much different acoustic than it does in the version that you have on your EP.
Yeah. Usually I would like intro on keys. But then lately I've actually been playing guitar to that song and it's turned more into like an indie rock ballad. But before it would I would start on keys on the DX7 and then wild out on the Moog.
No, that's awesome.
So, yeah. I mean, it changes with different friends playing in the group. So
it's a totally different vibe too. But that's awesome. And you wrote that before the EP came out.
Yeah. That one, I actually wrote that, I think it was in 2019 that I wrote that song.
Yeah.
And then I recorded the one that's on the version that's on the EP is actually the 2019 version that I recorded. But everything else was recorded during quarantine, so in 2020.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for playing that.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
Of course. And we're going to wrap it up. Before we do, I just want to remind you that this is our special takeover show for the station. KXFM is a big supporter of local music. We have local bands on pretty often, and so we just want some help keeping ourselves going. This is our takeover, kind of our pledge drive. Our goal for this year is $60,000. We're trying to raise some money to replace our transmitter cables, making sure the station continues to sound good. If you want to help out, you want more information on that, check out our website, kxfmradio.org. Click the banner at the top. You can find Positive Vibrations. That's the name of the show. In the Dropbox to donate, you can also call in, talk 949-715-5936. You can also call the donation line if you don't want to talk. That is 949-715-4859. KXFM has been a staple of the Laguna Beach community for about 9 years now, pushing a decade with news, information, and interviews with local people, live performances from hot up-and-coming bands from the LA area and Orange County. So, as always, I mean, talking about local music and stuff on the show, and not even local music, but just like indie rock and stuff, radio has just played a huge role, I think, for both of us, just discovering things. Yeah. And it's just like super important. So if you have some, you know, room in your heart, definitely check that out.
Donate.
Coming up, we have a song, another song from the guests. This is by a band called Pregnant.
Yes. Pregnant is a friend who is based in Sacramento. And this this album actually just came out too. And his music is super cool. It's psychedelic. It's kind of folky sometimes. It's really, really cool.
Nice. So this is Getting Older here on KXFM. Positive Vibrations, DJ Ridsdale, and Smooth Jazz.
Show. gente se esquece de dizer frases que o vento vem às vezes me lembrar, coisas que ficaram muito tempo por dizer. Na canção do vento não se cansam de a gente.